Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sans Pants Radio.
I am Turok!
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Thumb Cramps, a video game podcast for everyone whose thumbs are cramping. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Levins, back again to tell you all about what it's like to own a PS5 for 5 days, and some also some other games.
Hell yeah, that's right. Thumb Cramps.
It's the console king. Every week, a new console.
There he is, DJ Levins, Andrew Levins, Lev Dog himself, the console king. I'm going to drop an air horn in right now. There it is. So Thumb Cramps is a video game podcast where we review games. None of us bought a next-gen console. We didn't pre-order it, and now we've been told that it could take up to 6 months. The content that everyone's going to get between now and then will us just be reviewing dog shit games that everyone's already played, but not you, Levins. You were smart, and you pre-ordered not only the Xbox Series S, but the PS5, and the third member of the holy trinity of new gaming that week, the Super Mario 35th Anniversary Game & Watch.
I'll review that next week if you want.
Hell yeah.
Yes, please.
Be a very short review.
It's a clock!
So I have a PS5, I have an Xbox Series S, and amazingly, I have a marriage still.
Whoa!
And a
congrats.
Family.
Yeah, both of your kids well?
There was an amazing moment where I set up the PS5 and B goes, Archie told me that you have an Xbox too? He's just getting confused, right? I'm like, oh no, I also have an Xbox.
Oh no.
Oh, that's
your
great.
Son snitched on you.
Oh, he's the biggest snitch. We both had a cold over the last week, so he had 2 days home from school.
Yeah. Mm.
And we played a bunch of video games, and I had to be like, now, if we want to keep playing video games, you can't be like, we played video games all day. There's a difference in saying, we played some video games, and we did nothing else but play video games. Yeah. And yes, we are technically doing the last thing, but...
It's how you market it, man. Yeah. It's how you market it.
It's the biggest game of all.
Archie had to learn that it is possible to not lie while simultaneously not tell the truth.
That's right.
Absolutely. Gray areas, baby.
I've ruined him.
Yeah.
Trophy unlocked or whatever. So I have a PS5. I got it on Thursday. I had to go pick it up with my kids. That box is so big.
Yeah.
You guys will know when you get it in 2 Marches from now.
Yeah.
But the box is so heavy and so big. And I went and picked it up before we got lunch at Westfield.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, Archie wanted, it goes Lemmy, and Tilly wanted a sandwich, and I wanted a juice. And so we had to line up at three different places while I'm carrying this, what must be at least a 10 kilo, enormous box that's almost bigger than my daughter. And I people just swarmed towards me going, how'd you get that? Where'd you get that? Did you pre-order that? Yes, I pre-ordered it. And like, yeah, just my kids going like, what has dad got?
What
is wrong with people? Why didn't everyone else just get it instead of mobbing us?
That's
That seemed so alien to me, but I remember the same thing happening when you went, like when Red Dead 2 came out, I think, because we pre-ordered it like at the studio, and I remember going in. Yeah,
you ordered the enormous box edition.
Yeah, came with a real horse.
Yeah, the CD just gently resting on top. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how to put this back in safely, but no, but I remember because we went in and pre-ordered, but there were like queues, and yeah, like walking out with it, people like, you're like, you'll get it eventually. Yeah. I don't know. It's crazy that people care that much.
The only thing I can compare to with that is, like, I guess because we got Switches day one, and no one really knew what a Switch was because, like, Nintendo had, like, really dropped in popularity for a bit. So, like, when we went on tour and stuff like that, almost immediately after getting Switches, having a Switch on a plane, everyone was like, ooh, what's this playing
with? Hello.
Is that Mario Kart while the plane's taking off? Even though it says to switch off your electronics, but they didn't?
I don't think you'd be able to legally take it, like, for weight restriction reasons, a PS5 on a plane.
You have to buy a seat for a PS5.
Yeah.
Counts as a guy. Well, if anyone that is listening to Thumb Cramps wants the best demonstration of how big the box is, if you head to Thumb Cramps Pod on Twitter, we retweeted Tom Walker flexing with his PS5 box. Just doing heaps of tricks, mad flair. The box is almost as big as his torso, and he is a tall man.
Yeah, so I managed to walk out of Westfield with the PS5, lunch for the three of us, and three juices, and both kids, and we didn't lose any of those
things. That's amazing.
That's hectic.
That's incredible. You'd lose at least one.
One of my friends in Melbourne was picking up a PS5 from a store in kind of a shady area, and he told his Uber driver to keep the car running.
I hate that video game madness makes people think it's okay to talk to me if I don't know them. Get the hell away from me, nerd. What are you doing?
They're just excited to see a fellow gamer.
I wish that it was okay to say yuck to someone in public. If he was like, is that Red Dead 2? And I could be like, yuck, don't talk to me.
Yeah.
Ew. I'm going to go home and play my horse game. Thank you very much. Enjoy your night.
I like the idea because you were with your kids, Levin. So you're just like looking at your kids and being like, so these are my children. So do you know what that means I've done? Had sex at least twice, which is two more times than you. Don't talk to me.
What do you think?
And
about
I have a
that?
PS5.
Yeah, and a PS5. You have zero sex and
something
no
else to have
PS5.
Sex with. Yeah, so I look, I really enjoyed my 2 days with the Xbox Series S, and I'm very glad I got that first.
Yeah,
because I think if the PlayStation 5 arrived first, I just would be like, I'm not even unpacking this.
Yeah, so. just one question, I guess as a follow-up to last week's episode. So last time we checked in with you, you'd owned the Xbox Series S for about an hour. Jackson was excited to find out that it could probably heat ham. Anyway, I just want to know, since you got the PS5, have you switched the Xbox Series S on once?
Yeah, no, constantly.
Okay.
I love the Xbox Game Pass ecosystem, and I love the dumbass challenges that it gets me, where it's like, play a game every day. Okay, Xbox, I will.
I'll enjoy those 5 points.
Yeah. And then I go and search lots and lots of things, lots of animals, every animal I can think of on Bing for extra points. but there's so many good games on Game Pass, and there's lots of... the biggest difference, I guess, and this is, you know, entirely relevant to me, maybe not everyone, but as a family man, the PS5 I would not recommend as the console.
Yeah,
like Astrobot is very good, and Sackboy we've been playing, my son and I, they're fun. But in terms of like pick up and play arcade-y kind of stuff, PS5 has nothing, which is, you know, you don't really consider that next gen gaming anyway.
No,
it's certainly not their priority. Whereas Game Pass, I've just been playing like Tetris Effect nonstop. You played that?
I haven't played Tetris.
I don't think.
God, it is good. Like, I mean, Tetris in general is perfect, and this is somehow more perfect. It's crazy. It is like being on drugs playing it. I played it. I came home at 2 a.m. and I was like, oh, I'll just play a little bit of Tetris with my headphones on. And the whole thing is set to music. So every rotate of the brick of the tetraminos or whatever, like, makes the music begin, and then it pulses, and then as it speeds up, the music does too, and the visuals are, like, very hypnotic. I could not believe it. Like, I just was... And then the funniest thing is, I've had this game on my PS4 for 2 years and never played it. I have the PSVR version too. I never played it. And even though I could have just downloaded it and played it, the fact that it was on Game Pass, I was like, oh, I better download
Tetris. Yeah, you
better
get on it. Yeah.
And I feel like a damn fool for not doing it yet. But I've nearly finished that. I've nearly finished another game called Kato, which is an awesome puzzle game that the Humble Bundle guys published.
Oh, I think
published.
I've seen. Yeah. I've seen trailers for that.
You play a young cartographer trying to find her grandma. My son is obsessed with Kato. We also got Just Dance 2021 on the Switch.
Oh, yes.
Hell
so we've been playing. I have been gaming so hard. It's
hectic. Wow. PortionGamerAtWork.com.
I got the No More Heroes collections on Switch and been playing them for the first time. That's sick too. And then Game Pass also have these hideous, because I had both kids home with me because they were both sick on Friday.
Yeah. Get well soon, children.
They're all fine. They're back. They're back in the game. Mm.
back at it again.
I was like, oh, it'll be a really fun day. We'll play these Kinect Disney games. It's like a Disneyland virtual tour on Game Pass. God, it sucks. One of the worst things I've ever played, to the point where both kids, one of which is four, was like, can we play anything else, Dad?
That's sick.
No. We need to finish this one.
We gotta go. We gotta 100% clock Disneyland, the place and the game.
And obviously, you've been playing Yakuza 7, which is something I want to get into now that I've finished a bunch of PS5 games.
Hell yeah!
PlayStation 5 arrives. Everyone's very excited for Miles Morales. Obviously, I'm the most excited for Astro's Playroom, which is the kind of pack-in game, which is a sequel to Astrobot Rescue Mission VR, which is, I think, the best VR game that I've ever played, in which you play, you basically play as someone who controls a little robot. It really works in the VR because you are essentially a bigger robot controlling a little robot that moves in this 3D space around you. It works really, really great use of VR. And then in this one, obviously, there's no VR. So it is just a platformer, 3D platformer, where you're playing as this cute little robot. But it's this quite short, like, you could probably knock this game out in like 3-4 hours, game where there's like four kind of worlds that you visit. And basically, the game is set within your PlayStation 5. So each
That's
world
cool.
is like, you know, CPU river or like cooling fan mountain. And also, all of these worlds, once you visit them, represent a different era of PlayStation. All the collectibles you're finding within the worlds are like, you know, all the PlayStation 1, all the accessories, PS2, PS3, PS4. There's like Vita stuff, PSP stuff, VR stuff that you're collecting along the way. And all the music and like fun little references, you know, all referencing PlayStation era stuff too. And, you know, we're so used to getting that from Nintendo celebrating their history. And it's so cool to be like, oh, actually, you know, like PlayStation's been around for 25 years now too.
They may
as well like inject that hot nostalgia into our urethras as well.
Straight through the dick and or vagina hole.
Sheurethra.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's what you
That's
call
the medical
it.
Term, yeah. It is interesting because like PlayStation have tried to be nostalgic before, but they usually cook it real bad. PlayStation Classic or whatever.
That was a shocker, yeah.
Yeah, packing in a bunch of games that no one gave a shit about.
I don't know, if you go back so far
Nintendo's
as to like...
Very up Nintendo's alley, weirdly enough. Releasing something that no one wants, but then hoping that people buy it anyway.
Yeah,
they don't have a Nintendo seal of approval, so no one was like, I'll buy this dumb thing.
Absolutely. Even like, it makes me think of, the hell was it called? Like PlayStation Smash ripoff?
PlayStation All-Stars.
Yeah, All-Stars, which is kind of the same thing, but who cares?
Whenever they try to copy Nintendo, it sucks.
Absolutely. They're like, very, you know, your favorite character, favorite PlayStation characters, Fat Princess, right?
Yeah, and look, and there are Fat Princess references in in Astrobot, but you don't, you know, you it's essentially like as you move throughout the levels, you'll see like an Astrobot dude with a camera filming other Astrobots in like costumes acting out like dioramas that represent different PlayStation games. Yeah, and it's cute, you know, it's really fun.
Yeah.
There's all these crazy power-ups that you get in each level and like new weapons. And the whole thing is just a showcase for the DualSense controller, which is a new controller that comes with the PS5. And it has haptic feedback just like the Switch. You know, the Joy-Cons, I remember when that 1-2 Switch game came out, it was like, hey, if you... You can play the game where you roll around your controller and try and guess how many ice cubes are in it. Isn't that crazy? Yeah, yeah. Isn't technology wild? But this is just like that to like the nth level. It's so, at one point you run out in the rain and your little Astrobot gets a little umbrella that pops out of his head, but you can feel the pitter patter of raindrops through your controller.
Whoa. That's crazy.
Whoa. So yeah, I mean, like, I think playing the Xbox from like it's a very good looking little console, the Xbox Series S, but more than anything, I was just like, oh wow, Game Pass is great. I'm glad I have Game Pass. Whereas this is like, holy shit, this controller is one of the most wild things I've ever played on. It's crazy. It really feels like something brand new and cool.
Yeah,
and I doubt anyone's gonna use it very often, but Astro's Playroom is really, really fun. In terms of PS5 games, yeah, I've played a little bit of Sackboy. Mm-hmm. I have. Sackboy is the dude from Little Big Planet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And going from...
We know Sackboy.
We know. Yeah, we're gamers.
We all looked up Sackboy hentai last week.
Yeah, yeah. We know Sackboy. Like, you can't just go and name your main character of a game series Sackboy and not get the attention of Thumb Cramps.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're like, is this finally they're making that scrotum platformer we always talk about?
Scrotformer.
When will they make a scrotformer for us?
Yeah.
Every time he jumps, he makes a little grunt because it hurts. Christ. You can only do like one. Yeah. No,
please.
If I carry on this,
I know your listeners. Riff. I know they would prefer to hear you talk about a scrotformer.
So, what were you going to say, Jackson? Please,
I was going to say that you can only do one or two jumps before you just have to waddle everywhere because you're in such pain.
Each testicle.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you unlock, it's like a Metroidvania. You unlock a third ball, that allows you to do a triple jump.
Yeah.
Finally, this it's a Scrotsylvania, you know? They're finally making video games for people like me.
Yeah.
It's good to see yourself represented in a game.
You know? I get it now. I understand video game representation now.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Guys, write into Thumb Cramps on Twitter and let them know which of the Thumb Cramps hosts reminds you most of a ball sack.
Yeah. Let us know which ball sack you'd like to play as in this
Who's ballsack you'd like to play? Yeah,
who's
well, mine's only like I've only got one nut. So
yeah, but surely,
oh wow!
But the fake nut.
I can jump as many times as I like.
You're a cyborg.
Yeah, sort of the cyborg.
That's pretty much
nut.
The cheating nut.
Yeah, I'm like funky mode.
Yeah,
you know? Little surfboard.
Your fake nut comes with a little surfboard. Fuck.
Calling it funky mode as well.
It's also
not even
good
related to Funky Kong.
On the front cover of this Scrotalvania or whatever, it just has your nutsack and it says, now with Funky Mode.
So good. Someone make that art, please.
Yeah, thank you.
So going from Sackboy, from Astro to Sackboy felt like a big step down. Very much closer to a very placid, calm, floaty platformer like Yoshi's Crafted World.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Sackboy even has a flutter jump. Like everything is I mean, I know Little Big Planet did it first, but all the levels are crafted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that Yoshi's Story did it first.
It wasn't really like craft. You couldn't see like sticky tape holding things together in
that's
Yoshi's Story.
That's true.
Kind of looked like it was made out of Play-Doh, Yoshi's World, whatever the first one. Yeah.
Yoshi's Story.
Whoever it was.
Eight heaps of fruit. Fill the screen. It's good.
Yeah.
I remember.
Get the black and white Yoshi if you do cool things on that level that's in space, maybe.
Yeah.
Incredible soundtrack.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Sackboy, I know, will probably get more difficult and more fun as it does that later in the game. I also have Demon's Souls, which I haven't even started yet. But Miles Morales, the new Spider-Man game, just clocked it. Loved it.
Hell yeah.
Hear me talk about it more on Hey Fam this week. But if you can play that on PS4. Are you going to hold out till PS5, Dusha, or are you just going to get it on PS4?
So I'm probably going to hold out only because I never played Spider-Man on PS4. My housemate finished it. Yeah. So I figure I'll just wait and I'll get the definitive edition on PS5 and then I'll play through
the whole thing,
game
the saga.
Well. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I think the way Miles handles and like the combat is just way better. Like I remember doing like the stealth missions in the first Spidey game and I was just like, I'm not doing stealth. Fuck you.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Fair enough.
As Miles, he can go invisible for like a small amount of time. So it rules doing stealth stuff with him.
The thing I've been curious about and an Easter egg that was announced very, very early on was the fact that you get the Into the Spider-Verse costume and it changes the frame rate. And it changes the frame rate. Is that annoying to play as?
Okay, so I unlocked the animated one, which is he looks animated and I thought that was the Spider-Verse one, but then I realized that's not actually the Spider-Verse one. So I couldn't tell you.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
I know what you mean, Dusha, because I saw somebody recreate the watch out danger or whatever. Here comes danger. You know, whatever
look
the
out,
song
danger.
Is.
Here
look
comes
out danger.
Danger.
from the movie.
Oh no, what's up danger?
What's up danger? Danger? There it is. And yeah, I was like, that looks cool, but I imagine playing it, I would be like, oh my friend, like in a movie, that's cool, but in a game, that's annoying. So yeah, like I was wondering the same thing. It would just feel like your game was broken, you know?
Yeah, I really wanted to give it, because it looks weird when you're playing as like the animated version because he's like cell shaded and nothing else in the game is, but I kind of like that.
I
tricked myself into thinking that was the frame rate. I was like, oh, this is fine, but you know, I haven't actually clocked the proper weird one. I want to give it a shot though.
Yeah, either way, enough. It's a cool addition. Like whether or not it's like
so
fun
much
to play
content
as or not,
games. Yeah.
Sick, yeah. Absolutely.
Do you prefer the Spider-Man games or the Arkham games? They're always compared.
Spider-Man, a million times percent more Spider-Man. I just think it's like it's because it's way more based on like traversal and discovery, I know you don't have Spidey without the Arkham games.
Yeah.
Mm. I loved Arkham Asylum, and I just never finished Arkham City, and I never even bothered giving Arkham Knight a go because it was just more. I don't like the stealth stuff in the Batman games.
Yeah.
Whereas Spidey stealth just makes it that little bit more fun, especially when
I cannot believe what I'm hearing. You don't like rappelling up to a gargoyle, killing a guy, or beating up a guy, getting discovered, people firing three shots at you. You're rappelling to another gargoyle across the other side of the room, waiting a bit, grabbing another guy, waiting a bit, jumping to another gargoyle.
Yeah, but... I did like that, but then they learned how to destroy the gargoyles. Remember that?
Yeah, that's right.
These idiots.
I think what made it annoying is they just never innovated. When you did it in Arkham Asylum, it was like,
sick.
Oh my god,
yeah.
Like this is cool. I feel dangerous. But then by the time Arkham City rolled around, you were like, well, it's just the same shit. I don't care.
Yeah,
who gives a shit?
But yeah, so I never. There's like a fast travel mechanism in the first Spidey game where like, you know,
you
Peter gets on the subway and you actually see an animation of him getting on the subway, riding the subway for, you know, 30 seconds and then you are in the new spot. I never used it because it was so fun swinging around New York that why would I, you know, waste 45 seconds watching him on the train for a bit. With PS5, you go fast travel here and then the screen goes blank and then you see Miles walking out of a subway stop. It's like 2 seconds. It's so crazy how much faster it is to load stuff. And like even from like, yeah, like the game will be off, like the PlayStation will be off, I'll turn it on and be playing like as in like, you know, title screen and then playing Spider-Man within 10 seconds. It's
Jesus
so quick.
Christ.
That's nuts.
That's like hot faster damn. Than I can imagine.
Yeah,
rule.
My brain doesn't go that quick.
I don't even like pick up my phone waiting for like, you know, when you're like, oh, here you go. Yeah, I've had to like train myself to not... like ready a distraction for when all the loading happens.
Yeah. Well, that's unreal. That's
amazing.
I keep hearing stuff where I get more and more jealous that I don't have a PS5, but then I see a couple of bad things. I'm like, oh, maybe it's better than I'm waiting. But yeah, I think I really regret not pre-ordering one. I had the ability.
Absolutely.
I just chose not to.
Yeah.
It was a lot of money.
Yeah.
And especially this year, I was like, oh, can I really, really justify this? So what I did was sold a bunch of stuff. And then I was like, that's PlayStation money, baby.
Yeah, that's clever.
And I did it. Yeah. So in the past week, also, I've sold my PS4 and a PS3.
Hell yeah. Oof.
No, but
PS4,
that's good.
Everyone's trying to sell it on Marketplace at the moment. Don't do that. Just take it into EB, trade it in. You probably will get maybe, what, $50 less?
Yeah.
But then you can just trade it into other stuff you can get.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It was,
yeah, oh, yeah,
took 10
sure.
minutes. no dealing with idiots.
Yeah. PS3, though, straight on marketplace. People be like, oh, does it have Scott Pilgrim? And you're like, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But well, I reset anymore, it so I you reset can't it, my so stuff. You can't
play it. How many thumbs? How many thumbs for...
What did I give Xbox Series S? Because one more thumb than that.
Okay. Levins, so, I never remember any score ever on this show.
So because like
PS5 Xbox gets rules, but... between, I think, a 5 and a 6 thumbs out of 5.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's that right. Sense. No, I remember what you gave it because you said 2 thumbs up. We're like, what are you talking about? That's a bad review. And you said, no, it's not. There's 2 thumbs. And I'm like, it's out of 5. And you're like, what? And we're like, you said you knew the show. There we go. Right. So
I have listened and been on many episodes.
So I guess the PS5 gets 3 thumbs out of 5.
Is that what you're saying?
Unlucky, sir.
No, I guess it's like it's 1 thumb better than the Xbox, and like maybe with 3. Some killer games. Because I do like the Xbox controller, the new one. But I just think they're like that. The tech in the PS5 one is just way more sleek and cool and futuristic. And the exclusives, or at least, you know, brand new things to enjoy on PlayStation, give it the edge.
Yeah.
But I'm glad I got both. I do not regret either purchase.
Hell yeah.
That well, rules.
Jackson, what have you been playing?
Well, okay, so everybody knows the game Among Us. It's like the meme game at the moment. And it's one of those games that I think everybody's going to eventually play at some point because... I don't know. People see other people play it and they're like, it looks like so much fun. So I've played it quite a bit with friends and also on stream a couple of times.
Fall Guys and Among Us were the two games of social isolation, I guess.
Absolutely. They were the meme games that people were like, is it funny to do memes of this game? No.
Do you generally play every one of the kind of like, you know, in the ether games? Like I've never played Fortnite in my life.
Never.
I don't think I've played Fortnite, but I would love to play Fortnite just because, like, everyone would be so good, and I'd be like, what are the controls? What?
What's happening? To be bad at a game is funny. That's true. Yeah.
And also, like, Fortnite, in my brain, I can imagine what it looks like, but I sometimes even struggle to remember that it's a shooter.
Yeah. If I watch people play Fortnite, I'm like, I like how little I understand about what I'm saying. Yeah.
It's like, kind of like...
it's calming.
Like, I used to love going to... Well, not love, but would occasionally go to people's houses that were playing, like, Dota 2 and looking at the screen and being like, this is the first time I've ever looked at a video game and just not understood the basics straight off the bat. I'm looking at a picture and I'm like, it's moving. Yeah. Don't know what the goal is. Don't know if this is good or bad.
What are they trying to achieve? Who can say? But no, the only reason I think that I played any of these games is that, social isolation. So certainly with Among Us, I first started playing that because we were, every like Saturday, I'd play some games with friends over Zoom. And we were like, well, let's give this a go. And then I did it on stream a couple times because it's people are like, oh, it's the streaming game. But I don't think I like it very much.
Yeah, no, that's
I think
enough.
I find it really boring.
Mm.
I think, like... I think the first couple of times I was like, this is fun. I mean, it's that kind of hidden role, I guess, sort of game.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that like discussion. Oh, did you, you know, are you the imposter? Are you not the imposter? But every single time, like, I don't know. I don't know what it is really about it, but I'll hit that point. And maybe it's just my terrible brain.
Yeah.
But I'll hit that point where the idea of trying to become invested in the actual gameplay or in the, who's the imposter, who's not the imposter, just like goes out the window and my head just becomes full of static and I begin to hate every second of it.
That's fair enough.
I don't know if it's just not the kind of game for me, but...
It's interesting that you don't like this type of game because a lot of the time when you play online games, like GTA 5, for instance, if you're playing with friends... The idea that you're in a party of four and one of you is a traitor or imposter or whatever and is trying to sabotage whatever you're trying to do, but secretly, you would make that game up for you and your friends and be like,
absolutely.
This is the most fun I've ever had playing a video game.
Yeah, exactly. This is like an orgasm that I'm having right now. This is my wet dream game. Yeah. That's what I would say.
Yeah, yeah, because you love role-playing in online games. You love it so much.
Absolutely.
But the game needs to give you enough freedom for you to ignore what you're actually meant to do, and so you can roleplay. So games like, I mean, Grounded also suffered from this, where there wasn't just enough.
So
you kind of, like, your brain gets to a point, and you're just like, I'm rebelling against this now. In fact, I hate it.
I think what happens, it's absolutely a combination of that, and also, and I've talked about this before, but so many games, I feel like I hit a point where I'm like, I've played every permeation of a game of Among Us.
Yeah.
And so there's nothing new. There's nothing exciting about it anymore. It's not novel.
How many hours do you think you've played?
I don't know. Four, maybe five. And I'm like, oh yeah, I know what happens. I get in. We split up. I do my tasks. Some people die. Everybody gets voted off. It's over. Or I'm the imposter. I kill a couple people. I get found out. It's over. I don't know. It doesn't have like the potential. And again, maybe it's just the people I'm playing it with. And maybe it's just like my personality type. But I feel like it doesn't have the potential for like anything interesting. Do you know what I mean?
You've played two and a half hours of Among Us.
There you go. Dusha, can you tell me a time? Like, give me an Among Us story.
So I haven't played the game, and I was going to ask you what the controls just so I knew how it worked.
Maybe not. Okay. That's a great Among Us story.
What are the controls? How does it work? Is it just like so
WASD? You're on a spaceship. Well, you can do it like that, or you can just click your mouse, and your little guy follows the mouse. And around the spaceship, there are a bunch of tasks, which are like the simplest of mini games, and one of you is the imposter, and so you've got to find the other people and kill them, and then if somebody finds the body, you can report it, and you have a meeting to try and figure out who might be the imposter based on what everybody's seen. But I don't know. I just feel like I've played every Among Us scenario that there could be.
And do you get found out each time?
Do I?
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
Right. So that's why you hate it. You can't win.
But I don't even like, if we find out who the imposter is, I'm not satisfied. Like, if I'm not the imposter, I'm just a guy.
Can you kill people if you're not the imposter?
Nah, that would be cool.
Oh, what? No. So they've built in a failsafe, so you can't just, I guess, just be a murderer. That sucks.
Yeah, that's bullshit. I don't know. I totally understand people liking this kind of game, but it's either not complex enough for me, or
it feels like a Jackbox game almost.
Yeah, I think it kind of, sort of a little bit is. I don't know. I feel like, look, put it this way, okay? So, like,
those games
Among Us
give me depression, so I'm gonna steer away from Among Us. Every time someone asks me to play Quiplash, I all of a sudden I'm starting to look at mental health plans.
Like, I think, yeah,
it's not for me.
That's fair, and I think Among Us is just, it's that for me. I think it's my Quiplash. If you compare it to like. Because I think Phasmophobia also falls a little bit into that kind of sort of situation of, like, it's a pretty simple game.
Yeah.
But there's just feels like there's so much more that can happen. And even, like you said, Fall Guys is like, it's like made up of those clutch moments of barely surviving a round or of, you know, throwing somebody else, you know, behind you so that you can succeed. I don't know. I could play a million games of Fall Guys, but another game of Among Us.
And look, I like Fall Guys, but also, do you know anyone that's still playing Fall Guys?
No, not at all.
Season 2 is about to drop. People might come back on board.
Season 2 dropped like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I thought season 2
was about to drop.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
Aren't kids playing it? I don't know.
I don't know. Probably.
My son got a K-Zone magazine the other day, and there was a Fall Guys poster in it.
K-Zone. Oh my God.
And he was like, look, Dad, Fall Guys.
And he said, I know. Season 2 is going to drop 2 weeks ago or something.
Yeah, well, I played it for a bit. I mean, that's like the only one of these kind of games that I've actually played that isn't... And does like Tetris 99 count?
Yeah.
I feel like that's a bit cooler.
Look, Dad, I got a Tetris 99 poster in my K-Zone mag.
That'd be sick.
It's so sick.
I've been sucked into... The only thing that comes close is Tetris 99, Super Mario 35. I played a bunch of that because I realized I was actually pretty good at it.
But no one talked about that. That was...
That was so weird.
That was a gasp.
Which is really strange because, one, it's really fun. Two, anyone can play... What the fuck?
What happens?
Sick to my guts.
I don't know. It's
nothing.
Like
I'm just hearing noises.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Maybe someone got a phone call mid podcast. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah. Weird.
Oh, God damn it. She's calling me back.
No, it's alright. Take the call.
No, I'll send her a text.
Yeah, it's so weird that no one's talking about Super Mario 35 because, like, it's really fun. It's easy to play and requires, like, the ability to get good at it, I feel, if you've played Mario before, isn't anywhere near as hard as it is to now just pick up Tetris 99 and be like, I'm going to crack the top 50. Where in Super Mario, as long as you like have the basics and you're like clever, you can crack the top 10 in game, which is where I'm sitting
cool.
at. That's nice. Also a flex.
A little brag.
Yeah,
especially now that you can practice on the clock.
Yeah, yeah, well, I unfortunately also didn't pre-order the clock.
God damn it.
You moron.
Yeah, I know. I should have pre-ordered the clock. I don't even know what time it is.
Have you played any other games, Jackson, where you have to, like, guess who the traitor is? Like, there's that Werewolf VR one?
I've played them in real life, and I tend to enjoy them because I can... Like, I've played them not as a video game, as, like, a party game or whatever. Yeah, and I don't mind that because I can go take a break, or it's sort of like it's up to us, the freedom to create the narrative out of it. And to tell those lies relies on so much more than just, like, people yelling at each other in a Discord call or whatever. Yeah. I don't know. I just think the game's not for me. I think I have too short an attention span that whenever I end up playing a game like that, I just end up goofing off, which is fine and fun. But I don't know. It doesn't feel like it has enough depth for me. And the gameplay isn't interesting enough for it to be as shallow as it is, I guess, would be my review.
It's crazy to me that you can only do bad stuff as the imposter, because that really, really limits the depth to the game. Because, like, what if you notice the imposter and then kill the imposter? Isn't that sick? Isn't that a good way to make the game work?
I think the idea would be if you notice the imposter, you call
report
a meeting
them, yeah.
And you're like, it was, you know, Jackson was the imposter. And then,
everyone gets guns.
Yeah. Well, that would roll. Please add that. Add guns to this
game.
Well,
they were working on a sequel to Among Us, and they canned it so that they can update the first one, because Among Us was released in like 2017 or something and wasn't that popular, and now is crazy popular.
There's another game out that I keep seeing on Steam, which is free to play, called Unfortunate Spaceman, which seems like Among Us, except everyone does have guns. It's 3D and there's no meetings, as far as I'm aware. So you're just like, if I think that person's the traitor, maybe I shoot them.
Yeah.
And that sounds a million times more fun to me.
If that isn't what it is, let's do our own version and call it Among Guns.
Yeah.
A Gun Us. Yeah.
The scenario of having, like, Dusha cornered at the end of the hall with a gun, being like, you're the traitor, and you being like, no, I'm not, and I'm like, I'm going to shoot you. And you're like, please don't. Oh, that's so much more fun. And then shooting you, realizing you weren't the traitor, having to hide your body. I don't know. All of that sounds so much more interesting than Among Us ever is for me.
Yeah.
One thumb, but I'm also so aware that it's a personal taste thing, and the game is fine. It's just not for me.
If you're an indie developer and you're listening to this, if you're a developer
Suck
of Among
shit.
Us, your game is incredibly popular, don't listen to Jackson, or suck shit. Either one.
Only listen to me. I know what's up.
Yeah, if you want to develop a game that's interesting for Jackson, make it just like a backyard simulator, but there's a mysterious hole in the ground.
Yeah,
Jackson, with guns in it.
Yeah, not even guns. Just like give him a shovel and a pickaxe
with more holes in it.
Yeah,
make it one of those idle games, you know, where you just like pick up your phone, like it's a mobile game, and it's just Wario trapped in a hole around his waist in a backyard, and you don't get any points or money or anything, but just he's slowly dying, and every time you pull out your phone and look at it, he's a little bit more dead.
So that you would like Renal Summer,
yeah,
kind of like Renal Summer,
Wario
let the dog
Winter.
Die. What about you, Dusha? What have you been playing?
Well, for the first time since March, I haven't been playing a video game this week. Or at least a video game I haven't spoken about. Because for the first time in, like, 7 or 8 months, I'm working again, baby. The cinemas in Melbourne, they're open. Yes. This is sick.
Hop out of bed and someone do the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition. Working night.
Working hard to make a living. Is that you, Dusha?
Yeah,
are you Dolly Parton's 9 to 5
I
now?
Absolutely
Dushy
am.
Parton.
Yeah.
That's sick. And yes, I am. Usually the weekends and, you know, not being allowed outside and, you know, not having a job to go to, meant that I was playing video games nonstop. But yeah, this week I've streamed a little bit on Twitch, but I was playing Celeste, a game I've reviewed probably more than once. It's great. It's really, really good. What a good game.
It really is.
But apart from that, I haven't played anything. But what I have been thinking about playing is Worms. So I've mostly spent all of my time recently being at work, being like,
oh man,
wow, I wish people were more chill about being back at the cinema and being like, man, I wish I was playing Worms right now. That's pretty much where I'm at.
What's your favorite Worms? What's your favorite Worms game?
So,
Worms Armageddon.
Yeah,
it's a great one. Worms, it's a classic.
I
the holy grenade.
Yeah, holy hand grenade. It's great. When you throw it, it goes, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. It's sick.
And then plays the entirety of 9 to 5.
Worms Armageddon and Worms World Party were my two go-tos. Worms World Party had a few more crazier weapons, but Armageddon, I feel like, I mean, better name, grosser cover. The worm on the front of Worms Armageddon is real ugly and horrible to look at, and I like that.
That is good.
I think the only reason as a kid I liked Worms World Party a little bit more is I think it was easier to start a game with all the weapons unlocked for both teams.
Right.
Where I think Armageddon made you be like, I think you had to like unlock that mode basically. But yeah, like I just been thinking heaps about stuff like Concrete Donkey, just dropping a Concrete Donkey on some worms, or even just like the classic iProd, which is just, just walk up to a worm when they're standing on an edge, just poke them in the eye.
Mm-hmm. The kung fu punch that will.
I played heaps of Worms for what was it called? Worms for Mayhem. Mm. Weirdly, that was a fully 3D Worms.
Yeah, that was.
And that's the one I played the most in my childhood.
That's so funny because that was Worms went 3D and the internet was like, we hate this. We hate you. Our Worms should be 2D and 2D only.
It was great. I don't know.
3D
was it a Nintendo 64 game?
Maybe?
No,
Nintendo. That could be
why you PlayStation
like it.
2. Yeah.
A horrible looking 3D game.
Nah, Worms Armageddon was Nintendo 64, though.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I only ever played it on PC. The small amount of time that I was a PC gamer.
Hell yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Was it good to be part of the Master Race, even for a brief window?
It was just, I lived like a minute away from high school. So after school, mates would come over and I reckon for like 3 months, at least 2-3 nights a week, my friends would come over and we would play Worms Armageddon from like 3 till 6.
That's sick.
It was so much fun. Yeah. And like, cause you could have like a team of like 2 teams of 4 or maybe even more. Maybe, was that the one that you could do two teams of 8?
Yeah,
actually, that's way too many people in the study.
That's a lot of worms.
Two teams of 4. But yeah, so much fun. And like all the dumbass, like British, accented.
Changing the oh man, so much fun.
The worms.
Do you see that the
dumb noises and Jackson? Please drop this bombshell on both us and
you. See the new Worms game coming out, which is a non-turn based Worms. It's a Worms where it's all happening all the time.
Real time Worms. Wow.
Real times Worms.
Yeah, usually
real
to
time.
Get Worms in this real time, you either need to go into the backyard and dig a hole or not wipe your ass properly.
Yeah. Yuck. It's bad to think about. Yeah, Worms Rumble, it's called. Yeah. And it's Worms, but it's always going. How is that ever going to be playable?
Yeah,
I'm excited for that. That sounds anarchic.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
It is.
Yeah.
Chaotic.
And it's 2D as well. It's like it's like just Worms, but it's happening in real time. Chaos.
Yeah, that sounds real, 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 real crazy. And now I'm going to be thinking about Worms even more. Jackson, you're making a face like you just saw something that's blown your mind.
It's coming out in 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Oh, what? That's so soon. Well, here's what I'm thinking is that if it's happening in real time, typically you're in control of a team. How is that going to work in real time? Am I constantly moving all the worms? Or do I have one worm I'm controlling? It's unfathomable. What? Either way, it's going to be exciting.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, worms? This is super exciting.
Oh, my God. Wow. I can hear you guys watching it in the background. 32 players. It's got cross-play.
Oh, man. So
maybe you are just one worm by yourself.
So it's almost like a battle royale game, I guess.
Yeah.
It looks
incredible.
Fun,
and there's a worm doing the, what's that dance? You know,
floss?
Dance? There's a flossing worm.
Oh,
which
yeah,
is
that's
good.
Sick.
Finally.
That's the kind of level of pop culture reference Worms should be making.
Oh,
you know?
It's a 32 player
a bit
battle
dated,
royale.
It's great. Well, that sounds incredible.
Did you ever play the precursor to Worms, the original Worms, in a way, Scorched Earth?
Whoa, what did it look like?
Like, pixelated. It's like, it's essentially a tanks game where you had to, like, you had all these crazy weapons, and...
Yes, I did. I did play Scorched Earth.
My favorite weapon was called a Funky Bomb. And you had to, like, there was, like, a wind that changed every turn, and, you had to, like, work out the power, the altitude that you were aiming. It rocked. Yeah. Scorched Earth.
Oh, wait, yes. Yes, I did play this game. I also played like a shareware game as a child on a PC that was basically like that, except you were two gorillas And you
Yes. And you're throwing the banana.
Yeah, and there was a couple of different bananas, so like a boomerang banana and stuff like that. And the celebration, the gorilla would dance.
That's great.
I cannot
remember what
that game was called, but it was so good. And yeah, there was a mountain level, and then I think there was like skyscraper levels. And yeah, it was just like when you threw your bananas and stuff like that, it would destroy like the landscape. Kind of like Worms.
Yeah,
it was
sick. Damn. Worms, man. Yeah. What a game.
I think it's just called Gorillas game. Gorillas? Oh, okay.
Oh my god, that was good.
Yeah. They're all good. And yeah. See? Worms. I got worms on the brain.
You got worm brain, dude.
Yeah, I'm like fixing projectors and being like, wow, I wish we had stock and didn't have 2 days notice before we reopened. But man, when I get home, I could buy worms.
So you can, if anyone has an Android, Gorillas is on the Android store.
Oh, man. What?
I just love that the description of it is so great. Maybe you remember the classic Gorillas game on MS-DOS. Two gorillas stand on skyscrapers, one of whom is played by you. Your mission is to hit the opponent gorilla with an exploding banana, taking into account city skyline, wind speed, and the gravity.
That's amazing. Hell yeah.
That's exactly how
That's
I remember it. Oh, man.
That's a game.
And there's like a happy little sun in the middle of the screen.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And I think you can throw your banana into the sun and the sun frowns. The banana goes through it, but the sun frowns.
The sun's cut about
it. Sun's like, don't keep your bananas away from me, you damn dirty apes or whatever.
Like the other gorilla, not me. I'm not part of this battle. Well, we got to play Worms, dude. Yeah, yeah. We got to the three of us get together. Worms, WMD.
Yeah.
Worms of
hang out and give each other worms.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hell
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
I wonder if it's crossplay between PC and Xbox.
WMD.
Yeah. We could just Google it right now and we'll cut out the pause. Yeah, hell yeah. I'll cut out the pause of us researching.
Jackson said it was crossplay already.
Jackson
said that was Worms Rumble.
Was crossplay.
Yeah.
Oh, it was in like the original.
No, I mean Worms. Yeah, WMD. The newest one that isn't going to be a battle royale.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's just Linux. It's just computer people.
Damn.
That
well,
sucks.
Levin's time to dust off that PC from the school that you had in 1997 or whatever. And I was listening.
Yeah.
Dust off your computer from the mid-90s that's in your parents' house that you used to play after school between the hours of 3 and 6 p.m. because it's time to play Worms.
That I like constantly like nearly made unusable as a computer because I would delete files thinking I was deleting games and then delete. Like, why was it even a thing where you could delete, like, the system off the computer?
Oh, yeah, that's baffling. Yeah.
Hey, that actually, just like 90s PC gaming has just reminded me that you used to be able to download, like, desktop things. So, like, there was that game that when you downloaded it let you smash your desktop. Like,
yeah.
You tools. Yeah, that was sick.
That was on all of the PCs at my primary school. Don't know why.
At the $2 shop, you used to be able to buy shareware floppy disks.
Yeah.
And my dad found my like collection of like 24 of them in his office at home.
That's sick.
So good.
I had.
I think the first time I played Commander Keen was from one of those floppy disks.
Oh, you better believe it. Yeah, I got one of the recent Commander Keen Switch ports. Oh boy, haven't played much of that.
Yeah. Is it because Levin's it sucks shit?
I mean, I loved Keen 4, which is the one where when you pause the game, you could play Breakout or whatever, Pong.
Yeah.
Love the music. There's if you want to hear the best ever PC gaming music, what was it called? It was called like the Dope Fish. Look up the Dope Fish.
Oh, yeah. Dope Fish. Absolutely.
Because make it the song that plays out when this episode's over.
Okay, will do. Dope Fish. Great. Done.
Dope Fish.
How many thumbs for remembering Worms, dude?
Oh, 5 thumbs for sure. The only way it could be better is if I wasn't simply remembering Worms, but I was playing Worms.
That's going to be hard for you to. You've not left yourself much wiggle room for reviewing Worms.
No.
Playing Worms is just as good as remembering them. That's what you're...
The song happened. Is called You've Got to Eat Your Vegetables because it goes, you've got to eat your vegetables. Yeah,
that's
classic
it.
Game.
Yeah, yeah, that rules. All of these games we've mentioned have been great. And just quickly, let's hear from our sponsors.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thank you, sponsors.
Thanks, id Software.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Cheers.
I know people have only just caught on the fact there should be ads there every week, but sometimes due to ads localization, it's not. I had word in the HeyFam Discord, in fact, that people thought that us throwing to an ad break was simply a joke.
Oh, that's great. What a baffling joke that would be.
Well, it kind of sets the tone.
The same time every time as
yeah,
well?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It kind of sets a tone for, our, I guess, what people expect of us, which is bad jokes.
Yeah, that's true. People are like, that's par for the course.
Yeah, and this week I forgot to put out a call for any kind of questions, so we just got, I have one question for Levins, but we've also got an email. I'll read the email. So you can email us at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com, or you can tweet us at thumbcrampspod. And really, I encourage you to, because our mailbag is running dry at the moment. So the only email we got this week says, subject, someone should play. The content of the email is, first, Trailmakers, No Man's Sky, and Forager. Sent from my iPhone.
I tried to play No Man's, when I watched a great video where they talked about the whole story of No Man's Sky and how it was kind of overpromoted, a little bit out of the hands of the developers, and how they really kind of like
promised too much. But
then after that, how they knuckled down, did a complete like cut off from social media and delivered on every promise they'd made and then some.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow. And I downloaded No Man's Sky and then I started playing it and I was like, still don't like it.
Yeah.
So that's how I feel about No Man's Sky.
I played like 7 hours of it like the day it came out.
Yeah.
And I didn't think it was as bad as everyone said it was playing. But that said, I didn't pick up and play again after that day. So
7 hours one day, that's all right.
Yeah, it was a crazy day. I was so excited for that game.
Yeah.
If you go back and find the day that it launched on my Instagram, I put up a photo of me drinking a beer with the No Man's Sky logo on my television.
Whoa. Pretty cool. That rolls,
what a
dude.
Way to celebrate.
That's was it any surprise that me getting that one day I would get both the new consoles in the 1 week?
You are a true gamer at heart. That's true.
Yeah, it makes
Forager looks cute. Yeah, maybe I'll play
some
that
of
one
Forager
day.
Again, not quite 7 hours. I played a little bit of it. Forager, there's so much to do in Forager.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I haven't played Forager. Don't worry about it. I'll think about a different one.
Forager, the name reminds me of Terraria, is that the name of the game?
Oh, yeah.
It's like the 2D Minecraft, basically. Except it's way more in-depth and apparently a much better game. But again, there's way too much stuff to do in it. So I play it for a bit, and then I realize that I'm not even scratching the surface of what I'm meant to be doing in the game, so then I lose interest.
Yeah, that's very fair.
Yeah.
I think I'm the same for a lot of games.
There was a dungeon crawler that I'm trying to think of that was Moonlighter. That's what I'm getting confused.
Oh, Moonlighter.
Oh, yeah, Moonlighter.
I liked Moonlighter, but it runs like, or at least it used to run like dog shit on the Switch. Like, once you got to the second or third dungeon, there was like such a slowdown. I was only playing
the dog shit dungeon.
Yeah, I was playing it handheld.
That's the one.
And yeah, I got really sucked into it, but yeah, it just got really, really slowed down. I was like, oh man, it's really, 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 really hard to stay invested in this when the game feels like it could crash at any moment. And I think maybe it did crash once, and I was like, I'm done. Moonlighter is good if you can play it on a PC or a home console. They might have also patched it for the Switch. I don't know. Anyway, Levins, my question for you is, so I got screenshots sent from your weekend to me where you were trying out a platform that, like, I haven't been playing since, would have been probably towards the end of high school, which was Chat Roulette. So I was just wondering.
Oh,
beers with the boys on Saturday afternoon. And we just started reminiscing about Chat Roulette.
Yeah.
And then I got my phone out and I was like, let's do a couple rounds of Chat Roulette, guys.
Yeah, yeah, that's...
How was it?
It's entirely men with their dicks out.
Yeah.
I feel like back when I used it, you know, 10 years ago or whatever,
it
was 50% men with their dicks
out.
Yeah,
yeah, you'd occasionally...
Now it's exclusively men with their dicks out and then boys on the beers.
Yeah. Just having a good
sussing
time.
Checking out the men with their dicks out. Yeah.
And so we'd have a couple of beers, and every time we saw a dick, which was every single time someone new came on, we would yell "bust, bust, 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 bust" until no one ever did. They just went to the next guy. Yeah,
that's rude. A real bummer. So one question I have about it is the bottom of all the screenshots, there is a really baffling statement. So yeah, obviously dicks and the boys send some beers, and that's good. But it says chat roulette for business.
I didn't notice that.
So, what? Whoa. Is it a business version of chat roulette now?
Yeah, as you know, I'm a sole trader.
Yeah.
So I registered my ABN with chat roulette.
Yep.
Yeah, it's that's, all my chat good. Roulette expenses are tax deductible now.
Hey, that's
sick. Oh, well done. Congrats. All of your expenses.
The beers with the boys.
Oh, exactly. That's right. The beers, of course.
Yeah.
My business trip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chat roulette was crazy because, like as a young man for me, I didn't do it as a teenager, but you would be like, let's gather around and watch some dudes jerking off. Like, that's effectively, it was like an event, and you saw a guy jerking off, and you were like, oh, I knew that was coming.
Yeah.
And that was the night. That was, like, the activity.
Wild. It's still going. The website still goes, and people still use it for that same reason, to film themselves jacking off.
Yeah,
it's bizarre in an era where everyone has an OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Like,
look, there's a chance you might be able to just film yourself with your dick in your hand and get a dollar.
Why not
use that one instead of chat roulette? I don't understand.
Yeah,
get the dollar.
And like, especially if no one's busting, even when you're chanting bust, 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 bust. So no one's there to even deliver what they're promising.
What are they there for?
Yeah.
Because like, if they're there to see the other dudes jerking off, great.
No, I guess that, but maybe that is what they're there for, and it makes sense to why. But then also, isn't it fun to swipe to the next thing and there's just a couple of fellas cheering you on? Isn't that good?
Still make me bust.
Oh, also, there's two versions of chat roulette now. There is a version you can go on that is not explicit, I guess. So they say. Oh. I obviously chose the explicit version.
Yeah, no, of course.
Yeah.
How funny that someone is paying for these servers to stay up knowing that the only thing that your website gets used for is men with
Because that's not what you made it for, surely. You didn't intend.
I don't know if it is.
Well, last run-in with chat roulette, I think, was... So I saw Faith No More play at a music festival in Australia, and they screened their set to chat roulette.
I remember
the banners on the side of the screen just had what the other people were seeing. And yeah, it was good. I think they realized about halfway through the set that this was a bad idea because they had to like click through anytime someone was jerking off because there was just a giant dick being shown to a crowd of 50,000 people, which is very funny, but...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was probably the last time I used chat roulette, and yeah, I guess I wasn't really using it.
With 50,000 other people.
Yeah. We were sharing an
while
account.
Ashes to Ashes played.
Yeah. Well, that brings... Levins, I almost forgot. How many thumbs for chat roulette in 2020?
Zero thumbs, 5 dicks.
Hell yeah.
Boy.
I know everyone would love to hear more questions, but there's no more questions on this podcast, but... What about 21 more questions on another podcast, a brand new one that just started in which... So basically, even though I'm on this podcast all the time, I've only like spent, you know, IRL hours with you guys. Like, I know you guys pretty well, but there's a bunch of other people on the Sans Pants Network who I don't know at all.
So I
thought it would be fun to get to know them by doing an interview podcast called 21 Questions. And just to ease myself into it, I thought I would use Dusha as like the guy who I know the best.
Good standard. Yeah.
First episode. So that is up. It's called 21 Questions and it's on Sans Pants Plus now. You can listen to that episode with Dusha for free if you go to sanspantsradio.com/podcasts.
Yeah.
And then if you like that and you want access to that podcast and many more, just sign up for Sans Pants Plus. There's a new one every week. I've recorded one with Cass this week.
Yeah.
And then I think Adam is the week after that.
That is a very strong, first three out of the game.
Trilogy
of eps. Which colleague would I say for you to not say that?
No, I just...
Like, what if I was like, it's Zamit, and then it's Alexi? Would you be like, oh, boy.
Yawnsville.
I reckon a Yawnsville combination would be me... Then Zamet, then Jackson. Who cares?
Yeah. Okay, right. Yeah. You know, I want to mix it up.
Yeah,
can't be the absolutely. Can't be that core six. So I might do a Sydney. I might do a Tom. I might do a Demi.
Oh man,
number four. Yeah. They're like proper interviews. Like I researched people, you guys, for the first time anyone ever has.
So it's on Sans Pants Plus. It's the $10 tier. So if you're a $10 member or a $25 member, you get it. And you can listen to the first episode for free. But yeah, like the references that you had for me that I wasn't expecting, like you asked me about two songs by my band, not just, hey, I heard you're in a band. You were like, you're in a band. I've been on the band camp. Which of these two songs are you more proud of? And then read two of our dumbest names back to us.
That's
and I was
amazing.
Like, you think those are dumb names? Wait till you hear this.
Yeah, it was really, really fun. So yeah, check it out. It's called 21 Questions. And I wanted to do something fun for Sans Pants Plus.
Yeah, that
this is definitely it.
I like as the good. First guest, five thumbs from me as a experience. Yeah, yeah. So look forward
going
to Jackson. It's good.
Yeah, I will.
I'm looking forward because Jackson's gonna be the 21st guest. So I'm looking forward for a 25 thumb.
Yeah,
21 thumb. No, whatever. 25 thumb.
25 thumb salute. And that brings today's episode total to probably about 50 thumbs. And that I think, I think it's pretty safe to say that that is unreal.
That's. Mm-hmm. I would say that's phenomenal.
Yeah, yeah. And
it's unbelievable.
Oh my god.
It's uncanny. What other Paul Jennings books did you guys read?
Just kidding.
Just annoying. is that one where that guy puts a fish in his mouth and then has to put the fish into a girl's mouth and he has a crush on her, but maybe they're friends?
Could be.
Paul Jennings stories are like a gateway to like weird anime.
Yeah.
Like weird pervy scenarios for young boys.
Yeah, there's also a Paul Jennings story where a person clogs up their shower because they want to fill the shower up like a bath, and then they get stuck and have to crawl through the ceiling fan, then they fall through the dining room ceiling onto the dining room table naked while their parents are having a fancy dinner party.
Yeah.
On your Paul
That's
Jennings.
Not even one of the weird ones.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
Like pretty normal.
Well, that's pretty tame.
Hey, look, I know that mentioning tweets or like a meme post in a podcast it sucks shit, but I'm going to hear because it ties into what we're saying. Which was, it's like British TV is like, oh no, I'm having a fight with my nanny. And Australian TV, which is always based off Paul Jennings stories, is like, oh man, I met a fish in a pond and the fish swam into my dick, so now I can piss better than the bullies.
Yeah, it is crazy that one of our like premier kids TV shows really heavily featured M-Preg for one episode. Yeah. Do you remember the M-Preg episode of Round the Twist?
Oh, absolutely.
What's M-Preg?
Male pregnancy.
Male pregnancy.
Oh, yeah, of course.
The eldest boy pisses on a tree and gets pregnant. Yeah. He's a dryad, puts
a
baby
great episode.
In him.
Yeah,
it's incredible.
Yeah. Bronson's dick becomes a propeller in one episode, and this is children's
show.
Television. It's
sick. The Without My Pants episode, I think, is the best one.
Oh, yeah.
That's premium stuff. It's good. Truly.
There's that scary one where there's a fox ghost or whatever. Gives me
that one is scary.
Gives me the heebie-jeebies to think about.
Bronson falls in love with a ghost girl.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He lives in the lighthouse.
Rather twist, five thumbs, and on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been Bronson.
Oh my god! Thank you for joining us, Bronson.
Thanks for listening. Do us a huge favor and leave a rating and review on whatever platform you're listening to this beautiful podcast on. Also, be sure to check out Sans Pants Radio's objectively better gaming podcast, All the Small Games, hosted by Andrew Levins and John Valenzuela, two true professionals.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.